Ramadan is Coming by Marita Vandenberg. Wake up, wake up. Obey's mother is gently shaking him. It's 6 a.m. It's time for Fajr. Fajr is the morning prayer. Obey takes about 5 minutes to pray and do the special actions for Fajr. Then he joins his older brothers, Ma'ad and Ma'an, for breakfast. Fajr is one of 5 prayers Obey's family performs each day. Obey's family is Muslim, as are many millions of people around the world. Muslims are followers of the Islamic religion. Obey's family came to New Zealand from Saudi Arabia. Obey's mother Reem and father Hassan are here to study at university. Obey was 8 years old when he started at Mount Cook School in Wellington. At first, he was very worried because he and his brothers could only speak Arabic, but the school gave them extra help. Reem came into the boys' classes to help them too. "I had to listen all the time," says Obey. "I worried about them," Reem says. How were they going to be able to learn? But after about 6 months, it was like magic. Obey speaks like a Kiwi now. No worries. Reem doesn't want her sons to fall behind with their Arabic while they are in New Zealand. Every night, Obey, Mu'adh, and Ma'an read Arabic stories. Reem also gives them spelling to learn. After that, they read from the Quran, the Muslim holy book. Each day, Obey and his brothers memorize parts of the Quran. Obey has lots of Kiwi friends. He often stays with his friend Lewis. When Obey is coming to stay, Lewis's mom buys meat from a halal butcher. Muslims can only eat meat that has been prepared in a special way, known as halal. She also reminds Obey when it is time for his prayers. One of the most important times of the year for Muslims is Ramadan. It lasts a whole month, Obey says. The date of Ramadan changes each year, the same way that the date of Easter changes. Ramadan starts when we can see the new moon in the 9th month of our Islamic calendar, Obey explains. It ends when the next new moon appears. Muslims all try to be on their best behavior during Ramadan. They also fast. This means they do not eat or drink between sunrise and sunset, not even water. Muslims fast to remind themselves of how it feels for people who are poor and without food. Fasting also teaches self-control and cleans the body and mind. Not everyone has to fast, Obey says. If you are sick or old, or you are a woman having a baby, then you don't have to fast. Obey had to learn how to fast. At first, he went without food for short amounts of time. As he grew older, he was able to fast for longer. Now he can fast for a full day. Last year, his friends Ben, Tuwaru, and James joined him. They wanted to do it with me, but they only lasted until lunchtime. During Ramadan, Obey's family gets up before dawn. They have an early meal that has to last them all day. Then they pray and go off to school and university as they normally would. Around sunset, Obey goes to the masjid, mosque, with his father and brothers. They eat some light food, such as dates, yogurt, or juice. Then they pray before sitting down to an evening meal. Many Muslim men eat this meal at the masjid. Others, including the men in Obey's family, go home to eat. If they were in Saudi Arabia, many of Obey's relatives would join them for this evening meal. It is a very sociable time for everyone. Later, imams, religious leaders, lead special prayers at the masjid. Each night, they read out a part of the Quran. By the end of Ramadan, they will have read the whole Quran. Muslims celebrate the end of Ramadan with Eid al-Fitr, the festival of breaking the fast. As the time for the festival approaches, Muslims show thanks for what they have by giving to the poor. This is a very important duty, says obey. We give food such as rice or dates, money and clothing. During Eid al-Fitr, there is a special feast. People visit friends and relatives and give gifts to each other. They also clean their houses. Sometimes they repaint rooms. Women and girls decorate their hands and feet with beautiful henna patterns. Everyone wears new clothes to celebrate the arrival of the new moon. Ramadan is such an exciting time, says Ubay. We are always sad when it is over. The five daily prayers: Fajr, early morning; Dhuhr, midday; Asr, mid-afternoon; Maghrib, sunset; Isha, night.